upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands, with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On April 10th, 1952, the world welcomed little baby Steven Seagal.
Okay, Mom and Dad, what do you want to cut first? The umbilical cord or the ponytail? Wow, listen to that cry. Totally overacting as usual.
Steven Seagal, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time of the duck?
Quack, quack.
4 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General William Barr says he wants to know more about what started the Russia election meddling investigation.
During questioning with a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, Barr said he does believe spying occurred on the Trump campaign.
The question is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
An inspector general has also opened up a review of FISA court applications. A report on that, Barr says, is expected in May or June.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponent conceding today. It paves the way for Netanyahu's fifth term. A positive day on Wall Street. Investors optimistic after the latest Fed minutes show the board doesn't expect any interest rate hikes for the rest of the year. The Dow up 7, the S&P gaining 10, the NASDAQ 55 points higher. This is Fox News.
Joey.
There's gonna be a billion people sitting at home, turning on their televisions for Game of Thrones. There's gonna be a billion people, watch Cersei being evil, the Night King killing people, those dragons are so lethal. Billion people watching TV on Sunday night, a billion people wanna see who is gonna die. Game of Thrones will have a billion viewers streaming on their computers. There's lots of sex and booze and the season 8 conclusion. Jon Snow will find his fate. This 2 year hiatus, finally winter came. I bet it's gonna be the greatest. There'll be a billion people streaming it on Sunday. We're watching Daenerys Targaryen, Arya Stark and Tyrion. They better make the show worth the wait.
The two-year wait and Sunday.
I've been trying to tell folks it's the month of entertainment. WrestleMania was last weekend. Now Game of Thrones. Final season begins this upcoming weekend.
Baseball came back.
And then for those of us like myself who, say, 11 years ago in 08, went and saw Iron Man for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Now the culmination of that, Avengers Endgame. April 20th something.
Avengers Rear End, that's coming out a week from Saturday?
No, 20-something.
Oh, that would be a Thursday open, right? Because it's one of those big, you know, everybody wears plastic clothes to the theater that night.
April 25th.
Because they get so excited?
I suppose. I'm going to go and just watch it, you know.
We just watched Occasional Cortex. This whole border crisis, because the far right, meaning me and anybody.
I'm definitely right-wing. I'm a libertarian, but I'm definitely...
Oh.
Well, you know, I actually heard somebody say there's a simple question you can ask people to decide whether or not they're right wing or left wing. Mm. Are some people better than others, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right wing. Right wing people will probably give you a yes very quickly. Left wing people will give you a speech.
before I think they all say people yes or no. are entitled to equal opportunity.
Yes.
But I know, that's it. I don't think anybody deserves special rights or privileges, as which has been the trend in this country, that we have to look out for. That's why I said last hour. What did I say last hour? This Ilhan Omar, this freak in Congress from Minnesota who hates this country and hates Jews. That's the only religion that gets any full protection from the media. Media loves to attack Christians. They just love that. You know, and just about any, and the anti-Semitism that is just open. I mean, it's like the second coming of Hitler. And I don't understand. I have Jewish friends who have tried to explain to me the phenomenon of Jews looking at openly anti-Semitic people or a party that is very hostile and still voting for them. Why that is. It seems kind of self-destructive. Let's see. What do we have here? Any excitement? Hey. Gooseville opens tomorrow in Florida.
Nice.
Send video and then a big yes, please.
Oh, what was that sound?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That goes back a long way. You'll learn. One day you'll get married. Well, probably not. I'm starting to have doubts about that.
That I'll get married?
Yeah. But if you do, you'll learn that the first word that any man needs to learn to make a marriage work is...
Yes!
Yes, please. You know, it's just easy. Surrender.
Sounds like a great, fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm. Steve Goddard, who is a real scientist, says, why is it that people who demand peer-reviewed science are perfectly happy to have Al Gore's science fiction flick force-fed to every public school child on the planet? What I want to know is why our government is still allowing that movie to be shown. Because all the prophecies in An Inconvenient, whatever it was, have turned out to be total crap. And then he makes a sequel to a movie that's total crap. It's, that doesn't make sense. That movie should be removed from every school. Now, they make sure that Bibles and things like that, anything with the word Jesus on it, that's out of the schools. But Al Gore, they're all buying in. You know why? Because that's their religion. That's their religion. That's protected. That and Islam, that's it. But what do I know? I'm just a right-wing crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's anything exciting on Twitter this afternoon. Got some baseball scores we got to go back and check out.
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on out there.
Oh, here's our friend Mr. Blackman. What a mind-numbingly stupid question. No wonder at Public Citizens retweeting it. This is the AOC thing.
So the idea is the reason that people are migrating to the United States is because of the...
climate change, yeah.
Right.
Right. They're coming here to, what, cool off? Yeah. And then you got Beto out there. Undercover Hoover. Is A.G. Barr a racist yet? Yeah, he will be soon. Because they'll pull out the same old, you know, and what they're doing, what they're really, really doing, and apparently they can't make the connection. The more they hock China on Russian collusion and all that nonsense, the more popular they're making Donald Trump. Because guess what? Most people aren't that stupid.
Well, CNN and MSNBC have not recovered. Their ratings have not rebounded.
No, and they're not going to. Why would they? Well, first of all, it became a big circle jerk for people to just hate Donald Trump. Find something else to do. Why? Hate takes a lot of energy. It's very draining to actively hate somebody. Look, I, for 8 years, having Barack Obama as president was a dreary experience. There was never any moment where you felt, wow, everybody's going to prosper under this man, and he's doing things. He's putting money back in our pocket. No. He was sending money to Iran and doing... He's the guy that started all this Trump subterfuge. He should go to jail, too, along with fat-ass the pantsuit princess. So... But... You know, as much as I may not have cared for the way he conducted business on behalf of the country during those 8 long years, I never got crazy. I may have gotten crazy over a particular action, you know, and gotten passionate about it. But I didn't wake up in the morning hating the man and spend my whole day in that state and go to sleep and wear vagina hats to rallies and all this absolute insanity. These people are nuts. Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing.
How did a pencil get in the ceiling? No, it's been removed.
Oh.
But you remember how there was a pencil in the ceiling for a while? Didn't you have...
Was that the same day my Obama punching bag got punctured?
I was about to say, didn't you have a punching bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is false. What you're doing.
I'm just...
All I did...
We need a full accounting here, Greg.
There was something... I don't even remember what inspired it, but I kept that bag here so I could release it and not live with it all day.
Sounds healthy.
Things build up, you gotta let it go. You gotta have a healthy outlet for that. But one day, something really pissed me off, so I picked up instead of punching the punching bag...
Yeah, it's one of those bags that, you know, you hit it, it pops back up. Sand in the bottom.
It was Obama on it. So what?
Yeah.
But instead of punching it, because I really didn't want to show disrespect to the office, you understand? I threw it into the ceiling.
Yes.
It hit something. And that was the end of that. Wrong sound. Sound effect. I had to throw them away. So I had the last couple of years of his presidency were a little bit tight. I didn't have anything to work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You okay?
No. Thanks for asking, though. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, what an amazing company. A company that re-empowers people who have gotten the toughest break imaginable, and that is the loss of mobility. They work with our wounded heroes coming home from service who have been wounded. They work with people who have driving down the road and somebody blows a red light and then they're in traction and facing a long recovery at home. There's so many, if you dwelt on all the ways your life could be altered, you'd go crazy. But when these things happen, and they do almost on a daily basis, somebody somewhere is facing a rehabilitation process that's going to require a team of people dedicated to restoring choices. That's what Gulf States Mobility does. Customized motorized equipment. The VIM vehicles who have allowed drivers who were told you'll never drive again to take control of their schedule back and not have to feel dependent. Re-empowering and restoring choices. This is what this business is devoted to doing. And they have changed lives, not just here in central Alabama, but all over the southeastern United States. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do phenomenal work. Their number is 514-6590. I always ask, since most at the moment, thank God, don't need their services, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Just say, thank you, God, for letting me move the way I want to move, when I want to move that way, to go where I want to go, when I want to go, without obstruction or hindrance. Just to show appreciation for the good break you've got that somebody else did not. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. It's 416.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and we have a busy afternoon, especially on the boulevard. It's real crowded on the south side. We have a lot of traffic between Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital, then down between 331 and the truck stop at I-65. It's a real crowd down there. We also see a bunch of cars around the Vaughan Road area, I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. We have an accident on the south side. It's at Glen Groton and Narrow Lane right behind Huntington College, so watch out there. If you're on the interstates, everything's still rolling along just fine. We don't have any problems. Look out. It's going to crowd up around downtown area shortly. And it's about that time that you'll start seeing a lot of traffic around the Air Force Base gate, so watch out there. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I just got a note from Griffith Waller on traffic. Tonight, Bell Road will be closed at the Vaughan Road intersection from 9 tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow as contractors working for the Water Works and Sanitary Sewer Board of Montgomery complete water main improvements. So keep that in mind. They're going to shut that intersection completely down from 9 o'clock tomorrow. I'm sorry, from 9 o'clock tomorrow night to 6 a.m. Friday morning to complete that work. That's Bell and Vaughan, not usable.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today marks 2 years since Governor Kay Ivey was sworn in as governor, and we're looking back at what she's accomplished and asking what she plans to do in the future. And Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate, and this all comes after the Department of Justice issued faulty findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. And today, volunteers with the Alabama chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America gathered with survivors of gun violence to approach lawmakers. They're working to urge lawmakers to oppose bills that would allow people to carry hidden, loaded guns in public without getting a permit or passing a background check. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, it's going to be great. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow, another breezy, warm day. We should be dry with a high temperature up to about 84. And then a dry Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms into the wee hours of late Thursday night into the first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high around 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around at times on Saturday. Then the potential for severe weather continues to grow during the daytime on Sunday. All modes of severe weather would be possible. We'll watch it for you, of course. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Montgomery Eye. Join Montgomery Eye Physicians for their third annual spring screening event, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, the event will take place at Montgomery Eye's Sturbridge facility. That's located across the street from Pepper Tree Shopping Center. Stop by for a free LASIK screening. Meet one of Montgomery Eye's local board-certified LASIK surgeons. Enjoy free food and drinks and sign up for amazing door prizes. They'll also be giving away goodie bags to all of those who receive a LASIK screening. How about that? Join Montgomery Eye, 8131 Seton Place, for your free LASIK screening, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information about this event or for giveaway details, call 272-2020 or visit onlinemep.com. That's 272-2020, onlinemep.com. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
You know, Lewis's are fantastic people. They're part of the Paw It Forward program, but they're also looking to hire. So if you need a gig, go see them. 1135 Northeastern Bypass.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What an average hair scrunchie for men feels like.
Ouch!
What a Duluth Trading buck naked hair scrunchie for men feels like. More men than ever before think they're Jason flipping Momoa and are rocking the man bun, but they're not comfortable enough in their masculinity to borrow one of their girlfriend's scrunchies. That's why Duluth Trading Company makes buck naked hair scrunchies for men. Get a pair or get a haircut.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Kapuya!
Yesterday, this time, I thought...
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
You gotta have something.
You silly sausage.
If you wanna be with me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
You gotta have something.
Here's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
You were my brother. I'd put myself up for adoption.
You sure is ugly.
You are so handsome.
Mm.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Winning.
Cause that's evil.
Roy!
It's too cold for me.
Oh,
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Cause that mind.
Let's get nuts!
It's too low to see.
You stupid, ignorant, son of a dumb bastard!
You.
That is great radio.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm the only muchacho.
And I'm not stupid.
You're so naughty.
Believe you me.
Excellent.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty.
Yeah. I'm not wearing any pants. Bill never had them.
Okay.
lines of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Ah, screw it.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You're
impeccable. Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have something.
That's hot.
If you wanna be with me.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Good grief.
Nothing from nothing.
Let your tongue.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, yeah. We're all incompetent.
Yes!
Hello!
You gotta have something.
Well, I had the roll call today after yesterday's disaster, the worst roll call in the history of the show. And if I do say myself, I played a little bit safe, but hit my spots, no blanks, and no overages.
Well, well done.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the...
Here's a that a boy.
Thanks.
Here's a champ.
It's 4:27. We have guest assist joining us in just a moment to talk about something that happened at the Salvation Army.
Yeah, they're just telling me about it. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And
they need our help. So.
Yeah. Also, I was looking at this Facebook page, Montgomery, City Watch Montgomery. Uncut. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the post was taken down. I got a heads up on that. Something's happening at Lee High School. 9.97 from 84, redemption, he says. Good. And my reaction to that was, well, what's new about that? It's been a week since there's been a shooting. This is the sad part of it. It's almost become de rigueur, this kind of crap going on. And then, so why would we be surprised? Can't. Don't forget to join us at Bomb Hour's Victory Grill after the show. For our weekly gathering, the nights. There's round tables at the end of the big bar at Baumhauer's. That's where we congregate. We have booths available as well. LaDonna Brooks will help get you introduced around. It's not like we're not like a cult, okay? We're just nice people that get together. And many, many friendships have grown out of this group. It's great.
Why did you give me that special robe one night and told me I'd reach level 5?
That was cryotherapy. That's not...
Oh.
That's infusion.
Okay.
Don't get them confused. And don't make the listeners have those kinds of thoughts, Joey. Anyway, it's 4:29. Have you... I don't know if I played this at the beginning of the show. That was an hour and a half ago. That's a long time for someone like me to remember.
It's true.
But I love this.
Visa is proud to introduce the new Jussie Smollett Visa card. Live life like a Hollywood big shot. Buy whatever you want. Travel to exotic places. Dine like a king with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. When that bill comes each month, simply deny the charges.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Build your empire with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. What's in your Smollett?
That's right. 4:30 is the time. I love the fact that the governor of Georgia is not being, because 100 Hollywood actors have said, we're not going to do shoot movies in Georgia if you sign that abortion bill. Oh, here we go. Now, Ilhan Omar, who made the obscenely ridiculous comment. Well, yeah, some people did something on 9/11. Uh-huh. You could say that. Now apparently is getting... Oh, and Dan Crenshaw's in on this.
The badass with the eye patch?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
2024, buddy. Dan Crenshaw. Apparently... Let me see what he said first. That's the thing I hate about Twitter, because you get one and you got to go scrolling. Says, I never called you un-American. I did not incite any violence against you. You described an act of terrorism on American soil that killed thousands of innocent lives as some people did something. It's still unbelievable, as is your response here. And her response was, this is dangerous incitement given the death threats I face. I hope leaders of both parties will join me in condemning it. My love and commitment to our country and that of my colleagues should never be in question. We're all Americans. I'm not too sure about that, lady. To be honest with you. Jeez. Keep doing it. Yeah, keep putting your arms around people like her. And Trump ought to win by 40 points in 2020. James Woods today says, if you do nothing else this year, see the Apollo 11 movie, an absolutely astonishing documentary about three men touching the stars. I cannot begin to tell you what the footage culled from miles of film is like. It's a heart-stopping experience like no other in cinema.
That would be good.
This is the real deal. This is not that, who's that Canadian piece of crap?
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. Well, we reimagine the moon landing as something that all of mankind participated in. Which is their excuse for not putting the American flag. How much did that movie lose? $100 million last I heard? Or even more than that? You know, you're finding out that revisionist history like that just doesn't play that well in America. Oh, and one other thing, and I did put this on Facebook. The last of the Doolittle Raiders, Dick Cole, of the 80 men who went on a near... almost a guaranteed suicide mission. Taking a bomber off the deck of an aircraft carrier. An idea inspired by a submarine commander because they needed to make a point to the Japanese people at the beginning of World War II that you are, your leaders may have told you that you're safe, but we're here to tell you that maybe you're not. So these B-25 bombers, 16 of them, each with, I think the total number of men was 80, took off from the deck of the aircraft carrier without any accidents, flew over Tokyo, dropped their bombs, and showed Tokyo, yeah, you do have something to worry about here. It was an amazing thing to do. This is April of 1942. We're still trying to recover from Pearl Harbor. And it was a way to strike back and let them know you picked a war with the wrong people. It was a great morale booster for America because we were getting our butts kicked in the first 6 months of the war. It was not good. And those men, one of those flying groups, now, they had to take off 200 miles early, so the original plan got blown to smithereens, and almost everybody that went off that deck had no idea how far they were going to be able to go, if they were even going to be able to get out of Japanese-held territory. Some weren't lucky and did not. But one group flew over Tokyo, dropped their bombs, and flew on to Russia and landed there. And that prick, Stalin, kept them in prison through the entire war. While FDR and the American people are sending Russia everything they need to survive, he's keeping our flyers prisoner in Russia. Our great ally, Joseph Stalin. Every time I see some college student with a picture of Stalin, like he's some kind of a hero, he was the most murder. He was worse than Hitler, man. Worse, if you can imagine that. One in 1A when it comes to bad people. 434.
As we roll through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we have a lot of traffic out there this afternoon, especially on the boulevard. It's real busy all the way around. Just be careful at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, everything looks great on I-65. On I-85, there's a slowdown around Taylor Road area, and that goes all the way out to the Chantilly exit, so watch it there. We have an accident in Prattville. It is at Memorial and Stonewall. That's right in front of Prattville Farm Center, so watch out if you have to pass through that area this afternoon. Let's be careful and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. And we're down here cooking up fresh seafood for you. We'll do it fried, steamed, or grilled. Got all kind of good eating, like those royal red shrimp deep in deep water in the Gulf. Got those Argentina shrimp, taste between a shrimp and a lobster. Got some oysters Rockefeller. I know y'all going to get hungry over that steamer cooking over there. Some fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good. And then that good, good stuff on the grill, amberjack, ribeye steak, snapper, grouper. So, you know, it's going to be good food down here. Now we're going to talk about live entertainment because we're excited. Victor Wainwright and the Train are back in town. That's right. The B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. What a prestigious award. Well, Victor and his band have won it, and now they're going to be here at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. You'll go down here. You can rent you a pontoon boat. We can fix you up. Campground will be opening soon. So a lot going on. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, it's going to be great. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow, another breezy, warm day. We should be dry with a high temperature up to about 84. And then a dry Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms in through the wee hours of late Thursday night into the first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high around 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around at times on Saturday. Then the potential for severe weather continues to grow during the daytime on Sunday. All modes of severe weather would be possible. We'll watch it for you, of course. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Isn't that cute?
Adorable.
That's the word I'm looking for right there.
Adorable.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to use that word on our guests here in the studio, even though they are adorable. let's, I don't know where to start with this because I just learned something only seconds ago I did not realize, because I did not know that the people that are joining us from the Salvation Army were married. Mm. And we have Brian and Tanya Farrington. Yes. And actually the initial purpose for them being here is, when you're welcome here anytime. Please understand, we are friends to you. You're always welcome.
Thank you.
When you got something going on, you have a special need, you just contact us or Don, and we're yours. Was to talk about something that happened, and I hate to start out on a negative note because what you do is so positive, but can you bring our listeners up to speed? I don't think most of them know what happened.
Okay.
Sure. This morning, probably early morning, I'll say we had a guy come through and throw a big old rock through our window.
This is the location where?
It's the 900 Maxwell Boulevard.
900 location. Maxwell Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Threw a rock through the window.
Threw a rock through the window. He was unsuccessful the first two times. It cracked the glass in our main door. But then he chased the rock down and then threw it again the third time and went right through one of our big windows and shattered all that glass into the facility. And so we went back, and when I got the call, we did a police report, went out there and wound the cameras back to see, but it was a dark haze on it. You couldn't really see him or make him out to identify him. But what we did is we saw him. He just threw it, ran. And so left us
with a mess.
A mess. Absolutely with a mess.
That's, you know, we hate that when that happens under any circumstances to any business or homeowner when their property is vandalized. For what? Was anything stolen?
Nothing stolen. I think of probably someone who was disgruntled about not receiving a service. I'm not sure exactly what, but we've been trying to, hard to meet all needs.
Right.
But, you know, whenever you're doing something for one, somebody's always not going to be satisfied or want it. And so as we've been trying to ramp up our programs, we figured someone may have gotten offended, someone didn't like a change, and a lashback.
That's sad, and unfortunately, we have our friend from the Mercy House in on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And he talks about the kids that just have no parenting, that are justifiably angry and lashing out in inappropriate ways, but they don't have a better option, and that's what he's trying to set up at Mercy House. Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk about, you know, I gotta know, you're married and you both work for the Salvation Army. How did that come to happen?
Well, we will be celebrating 25 years of marriage in October.
Now, this is not baloney.
No.
We have a BS detector in our system that will tell you if I'm lying. You don't look old enough to be married, either one of you, 25 years.
25 years. We have twin girls that are 21, and we have a son that is 16.
Aren't girls great?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. But we, my husband and I have served in ministry for a long time. And it was back in, I think, 2009, where he felt the Lord leading him in a different direction to go into full-time ministry. And so he was working for, I think it was a Fresh Express in Atlanta. Yeah. And his coworker, we started doing things out of our home for children in our neighborhood. So we started like a bowling league, a rec league, just to give our children around us something to do.
Youth rec center.
And he said, you know, you should look into the Salvation Army because they're doing the stuff that you want to do. And he didn't look into the Salvation Army. And a couple of months later, he was asked again. And so my husband looked at the Salvation Army and he said, wow, he saw their doctrines. And he said, I see this, because everybody thinks the Salvation Army is really just a thrift store, or, you know, or they may know of the social services, but the Salvation Army is actually a church. And so we looked at the doctrines and we met a captain in the army, and he really just gave us an opportunity to start serving at the Salvation Army. And a couple of years into serving, it was like the Lord was saying, it's time for you guys to go into full-time ministry. Like I said, my husband used to work for Fresh Express, and I used to teach.
You're the second person I've ever met that worked for Fresh Express.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a small world, Joey.
There you go.
But yeah, and so in 2012, No, 2013, we decided that we were going to become officers of the Salvation Army. And in 2014, we entered the School for Officer Training, which is a two-year seminary / officer training program where we get an opportunity to see what it's like to be a Salvation Army officer. Mm. We were ordained in 2016 and commissioned, and our first 2 years were in Birmingham. And we have been in Montgomery for 10 months.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I've learned, we've always been big Salvation Army supporters here. Mm-hmm. When there's been a crisis or a need, we channel donations in your direction.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to do so. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm so glad you're here, just because we now have, I'm going to make you my point people for the Salvation Army.
Cool.
We'll have you back.
Awesome.
This vandalism that occurred, is this something that insurance covers, or is this going to have to come out of the Salvation Army pocket?
This comes right out of our operating expenses, the money that we would normally use to fund programs to be a blessing to people. This money would go to feeding what we do, feed 3 meals a day. This would go towards that, or to go toward housing a homeless person, or some of those needs. This money goes straight from there, and it will have to be redirected to make this repair.
That's so sad.
And right now, we have an estimate that will run us about $1,200.
Mm-hmm. See, and in the universe in which you work, that's a huge amount of money.
Absolutely.
It is. So we are able to operate because of donations and funding. Mm-hmm. And when we have to pull resources to do a major repair, you know, the resources are taken from one place to another. Mm-hmm. So we know things like this can happen and most likely will at some point, but it's just unfortunate because we want to make sure that we're at the Salvation Army, people feel safe and secure and feel like their needs can be met. But when somebody throws a brick through a window, yeah, you know, and you have to take $1,200 off out of operating expenses, clearly, you know, being able to provide some of those services may be altered for a time.
Let's talk about some of the programs and stuff you're doing. Since you're here, let's find out what are some of the things that you're both excited about.
Okay. Some of the things that we're absolutely excited about is, one, we're able to partner with people who may not have resources in their homes. So one of the things that we're really pushing, and we just launched, relaunched in a little different way, is called thing we call the marketplaces, where people who don't have groceries running tight on funds can get a little relief by coming and getting some grocery from us. Mm-hmm. And normally in the past we would prepare bags for them and give it to them, but we have set up a mini market within part of our facility where they can come and pick out the different items that they need for their family, because they know the different restrictions as far as allergies, food allergies they may have.
Right.
They know what their family like. So the food is able to be stretched and meet needs directly rather than some things not being used. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing that we're doing. We're also launching, everybody knows a little bit about our disaster service based off of the Lee County incident.
Sure.
But we're also doing that more on a local level now. So we're trying to take our canteen out and meet needs in communities more on a monthly basis, more routine basis, rather than just using it for a disaster. But being able to avoid some major local disasters, whether it be something where we can back up our first responders or just go out into the community in different areas where they may be a little bit more impoverished to be a blessing with it.
One of the things, the Salvation Army here has typically just been an emergency shelter, so where people can come in for a few days, stay, and then leave. But what we are doing is we are redirecting the services that we can provide. So moving from an emergency shelter to more program-oriented so that we can help people improve their quality of life. We don't want it to just be an emergency shelter. It's necessary because there are people who just need a place to stay for the night. But then there are people who maybe they're coming off of the street and they were an addict or something, and they need a place to stay and they need a program to help them maybe learn computer skills or life skills because they've never had to balance a checkbook. I don't know. Well, checkbook, that seems kind of antiquated, doesn't it?
In a way, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But we want to be able to provide services for people to help them improve their quality of life. And so those are just some of the emergency
Yeah, and one of those things that we're speaking of right now, we're in the process of developing a computer lab so that a person who may be homeless can come, and a lot of times they can't go to the library because they have their bags and stuff with them, but they'd be able to come to our facility, go online, and then also look for jobs. Sometimes we'll be, they may not have the computer skills to go there, so we'll have a computer training class to teach them how to access the computers, how to look for those jobs, help them prepare a resume and get those resources that they may not otherwise have right on center stage and front stage.
Can I try and tell you in 60 seconds or less why I love you guys so much?
Go for it. I'm timing you.
Joey. I doubt you know much about my story, but trust me, this is all true. I was a big player in Miami radio for many years and easily earned like $1.5 to $2 million, and I drove fancy cars and I ate $200 dinners and could pretty much do whatever I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. But I also had a problem. I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. And while I kept trying to get sober, every time I failed, the consequences got worse, until one day I found myself in Anderson, Indiana, with no car, no driver's license. That was taken away. And in the Salvation Army store there, buying clothes. And it was a humbling I needed. But I really appreciated that experience. You know, it was something that, that's helped me get to where I'm back at today. I'm a recovered person.
Amen.
And that's why I love you guys, because I needed to know, and everybody listening needs to know, that could be your story, not necessarily drugs or alcohol. Right. Life can deal you some crazy hands at times.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's important that we got to make sure that the Salvation Army has what they need so they can be there just in case you, don't ever think it can't happen to you.
Yes.
Because I sure never thought it could happen to me, and it did. When you spend a night sleeping next to a gas station drunk on rubbing alcohol, that's where all of that money and ego and everything got me. So it's been a process. Life is great again.
Amen.
You know, it's a process of restoration. And God has a big role in that. God has a gigantic role in that.
Amen.
So how can people who are listening, since we're down our last couple of minutes here, let's tell them how they can direct resources to you, donate, whatever.
You can mail all donations to 900 Maxwell Boulevard, which goes directly to our facility. And that will go right into programs. 95% of what we do goes directly back into the community, who we can be a blessing.
That's one reason why people love you, too, is because such a high percentage of the money you take in goes right back to help.
Yes, sir.
And that's so important. But I've learned, I just love what I've learned about you, too, and your story and your ministry in the Salvation Army. And I hope we'll have you back.
We would love to.
Anytime you have an event coming up or something that we can help you promote, you just let us know, because you've got a friend here.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
And can I just say, this comes at an awesome time, because our resources at this time is very low, and we've been running on streamlined. So thank you for allowing us to get our programs out and let people know exactly where we are. Thank you, community, for partnering with us in service. Yes.
Help them if you can, folks. You may need them. 454.
As we inch a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look around the river region. Traffic on the boulevard is busy as it can be in the afternoons. Just watch out around the traffic lights. We don't have any problems on I-65. I-85 is about to start to see that slowdown at the interchange, so watch out as you approach the downtown area on 85 South. 85 North is still showing a big crowd between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so watch out if you're headed north and go through that area. The downtown area is becoming a little bit confusing because a lot of people are headed home, and there's a lot of people headed downtown because tonight is opening night for the biscuits in the area around the stadium. In the riverfront is crowding up really fast at this time. Be careful if you're headed down to enjoy the game. There's a lot of pedestrians, so watch out around them. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 23rd. Call Trenum State 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's been a good day. I've made some new friends. The Farringtons from the Salvation Army are in the house, and my friend Jenny Lewis is on the phone. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. A little emotional at the moment, but good.
Yeah, me too. you still have your friends there, right?
Yes, they're here.
Okay. Tell them, Lewis on and Independent Glass, we're going to pay for your glass.
Oh,
we're going to have a hoodie. Wow.
Thank you.
Y'all are so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all do a lot of good things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you. That's a blessing.
So it's nice to have the community just kind of rally around us. My husband and I have been here for 10 months, and the partnerships that we have in this community are phenomenal.